number one. Never catch your homie pockets thinking you deserve it. Rule number two. Never trust a bitch that'll fuck you for some purses.
Man, we gonna stop right there, man. This is the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. And today, we are coming at you with the real, as only the real can. And today, we're going to be talking about our past and our future today.
Okay, here we go.
They're not ready for this episode.
Yeah, you know, certain generations, you know, they say us, the millennial generation, all of us in here are millennials. Right. I've done the research, looked it up. Millennial stop at 96. I'm a millennial again, guys. I thought I was a cheese here. I thought I was a top high, baby.
Who had to put the knife to you?
I knew I was right. But, you know, I feel like millennials, we're a very, you know, unique generation, you know. Because, you know, we are really in the middle.
We lived.
We were literally born into the.
We were born before internet. Like, and we live in the age of information.
Like, we've literally learned to conquer both worlds, because we can remember growing up playing outside. Yeah, we know outside. Where Bobby did like, we smelt like outside when we came in.
Right.
Like,
yeah. We older than Google.
We saw Google get invented.
Right. 1997.
Like, and like now we're the generation that's leading the forefront in this technological era. But a lot of older generations, you know, may not like that. Like, for example, how many, like, let's be honest, we're all creatives. How many of us can we really say live up to our parents' expectations? I know I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't at all.
I would say that I did. My personal expectations, I haven't lived up to yet. But for my parents, I think that I would live up. I think I've lived up to my parents' expectations. But at the same time, if I didn't, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Like,
like, I love my parents. Whoever, parents, if y'all hear this, I love you. But whatever expectations you had of me is none of my business.
Boy.
And that's where we're going today. Because, you know, you can't put your expectations on me for me.
Right.
Because, yeah. Like, I know my parents, but they hate the fact I tried to be a comedian.
Right, because at that
they
point...
They hate the fact I still do comedy.
Right, because at that point, you're basing your love for me off of how you think I stayed the course in your mind.
Like, bro, my mama... Like, bro, I'm just be honest with you, bro. You don't know how many times, like, I done heard my mom. You just need to... Listen, this is what you need to go do. You need to just stop playing around. Just go down to the post office.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And just get you a job.
Go
just
be a clerk.
Just go down to the post. They're going to put you on the... And this is nothing against post office work. If you work at the post service, we need you. You are a reliable source that we need. I'm telling you. All women love you. Cause you bring Amazon and everything. You are an essential worker.
Hey, why do you think the postman come twice?
Like, we.
Why?
Okay.
Because he's fucking the wife.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes. That's why they like being the postman. It ain't just the $17 an hour, my nigga.
And even then, you know, I ain't gonna like you said. We're not gonna knock it. But at the same time, parents think that, you know, they shit gotta, you know, be our shit.
I feel like they haven't understood because they didn't live in the... They didn't understand because they didn't have computers in school.
That's because they, like, also went to school for $20.
Now, I understand. And then, most of the time, the complaints that they have about our generation, like, for example... You say our generation don't have no experience in nothing. All right. Well, you send us to school from after we're 18 for 4 years, then tell us to go get our master's, then go tell us to get our doctors. So that's at least 8 to 10 more years of schooling that you don't count as experience. So now I get out of school with almost $250,000 of student loan debt.
And no job.
And no job.
Not even a guaranteed job. Like, you can't even graduate and walk into a position.
And then you tell me I can't get the position because I don't have no experience. But I just went and got 225 credit hours.
When you, back in your day, could graduate high school
and go work at the plant
and go work at Packard.
Like, you literally,
mom and daddy worked at Packard.
You could go. You could go literally work at the plant. Like at an automotive plant.
And that's your life. You can live good, get married, have kids.
Exactly. Off one income. Like, there was literally a point in time where you could live off a one income. Like, $12 an hour today could have took care of a four-person household.
Living.
Right. Mom, dad, two kids. Just dad working.
Middle class.
Nigga, I would have a three-story home if I make the money now that I make now back then.
And then right now we're seeing it don't look like the cost of living is finna go down anytime soon.
It's about to go
through the roof.
Yeah, at least
so if you're telling me that the cost of living is about to go up through the roof like you've never seen it, then you got to let me operate and try to make the moves I want to make to get in it, because I got to play the game that you didn't have to play.
Right. The crib can change.
Like everything done changed. Like
Gen X and the boomers just think that following your dreams is just not a thing because they don't think it'll make you money.
And it's not just that they don't think it'll make you money. It's just they didn't get to follow their dreams.
Right.
Everyone has had dreams. There's no way you a human being on this earth and you didn't have a dream at one point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a dream. But like I said, when you got to go and you got to work for 40 years, 20 years at a company that's going to give you a salary, which to me, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Nah, niggas was working hourly.
A salary is nothing but a fee a job gives you to stop doing your dream. Because they can overwork you because you're on salary. And they don't have to give you overtime.
You won't call, nigga.
Don't get overtime.
Well, you don't.
Like, that's the point. Like, you literally on salary. So you can get work 16, 18 hours a day.
You don't get no third check.
And you just going to get what you signed up for. That's why I like hourly work, because I can control how many hours I work. If I want to make more money, I work more hours. If I want to make 40 hours a week, I just work 40 hours. But anything over the days,
but they give you comp time, you know, which is, you know, time that they don't take from your personal or your sick days.
But that still goes against
the fact that they compensate you for that extra work that you do outside of a regular shift with time off because, you know.
Shit got to battle somewhere.
Right.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm just saying that's just.
But it is an incentive to, you know, give up on what you thought you wanted to do because you know you're getting some guaranteed money. Because
I will say this to the day I die. The graveyard is the richest place in the world. Like, do you know how many dreams have died, never got to see the light of day? $1 billion dreams in the ground.
I just feel like, you know, the generation before us. They don't understand how hard we have it being the most educated yet least opportunistic, you know, generation there is.
Facts, because we have the access to all information.
They didn't set us up for success.
No, it's not just they didn't set us up for success, because I'm not going to give them that, because success is something you can get for yourself. But at the same time, I feel like there's a certain jealousy and envious nature undertone, because in our generation, we can do 4, 5, 6 different things if we want to with just technology, with just Instagram. Like, you can have a cooking channel. You can have a channel with your spouse. You can have a family vlog.
You can have pop-ups.
You can have this. You can do so much by.
Kids can have, like, channel where they just playing with toys.
Like, and making six
and getting
figures.
Fucking millions of views.
Getting 6, 7 figures a month playing with toys. Like, it's so much. It's so many ways to get money now that the older generation is like, you know, that's. It's almost not even fair to them. Because they had to get to 50 and 60 to see their big money opportunities.
I disagree.
How?
I disagree.
Go ahead.
Because I don't think it's unfair to them.
No, I'm saying that's how they feel. Like, that makes it that jealous and envious nature. Like, that's the main part I'm saying. But to them, it could seem as unfair because at 21.
Like, our generation gave us this shit that we have now. Like, so, like. don't be upset with us that because we can use it.
And see, a lot of them they strayed away from technology when it came in. Like, that's why a lot of women are killing men, especially in like the older generations, like Gen X and the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. Women work longer because they understand technology more. Women can work longer because they understood technology more.
And had an
experience. Men and broke their backs in the plant still as soon as technology came.
Much less physically intensive job.
Exactly.
You can work longer if you don't have to, risk your life in a 90-story building on a balance beam.
That's just how it is. But that's the advances of technology. It has its pros and it has its cons. But the pros of technology, I understand the cons of, it takes human interaction out. Because that's a big thing, older generations have with us. We don't really have genuine relationships with people.
I hate hearing the value of hard work.
I hate that shit, too. Because that shit is only valuable if you...
Because it's subjective.
Exactly.
Because what you call working hard back then, YouTubers have millions of subscribers. That doesn't mean... You don't think they work hard to get that?
See, my thing is they just didn't have to... break their backs.
So it's all
exactly. I'm saying, I don't like that working hard thing because honestly, slaves worked
hard.
Then the motherfucker.
Slaves were the hardest working people.
And what did they get out of it?
Not a goddamn thing, son.
You want to know who made all the money? The people that fought. In this day and age, if you don't have ideas, you almost not going to have nothing in the future. Because if you don't have ideas to build something, jobs are now being able to be done from home, as we see. Mm. Self-checkout is booming. Ain't going to be that much time to grocery stores just start. They already delivering to your house.
Oh, the Amazons.
On Prime. Right. You get everything in 2 days.
They got the concept for the Amazon store. You just walk in, you grab whatever you need, and walk out.
It's literally about to be if you got to, if you want to make money, you're going to have to be an innovator at this point. And if you aren't trying to build a brand of something, I don't care if that brand is you, I don't care if that brand is your family, I don't care if that brand is whatever business you try to that you want to come up with. If you don't innovate and build something in the future, what are you going to have? In the next 30 years, what are you going to have?
At the end of the day, I just don't think that the generations before us understand that now today you don't have to grind your fucking fingers to the bone and call it hard work. I don't have to have calluses on my hands and feet to prove to you that I work hard. I'm a musician. I have soft hands. But that doesn't mean I didn't work hard to be, good at my craft,
Okay. Shoot, bro, I understand, bro.
Right.
When it comes to comedy, bro, right now, I ain't gonna lie, I do have calluses because nothing was mechanic for a couple years. I done did both of them, but even in comedy, people don't understand, writing these jokes out.
I respect comics, bro.
You may come see me perform maybe 30 to 45 minutes at most. I stay on the stage for about 40. That 45 minutes that you see me standing on stage, you don't understand that has been hours and hours and hours of just grinding out words. Literally. Just hours of looking at fucking words.
Boomers and Gen Z want you to get your 10,000. They want you to clock in your 10,000 hours.
Oh, yeah.
If you Millennials like, want you to make up. Right. They want you to get your 10,000 hours for what you want to do with it.
See, the thing is, that's why I like. And see, I don't know, man. Because I understand what you're saying about, they want us to clock in. Our 10,000 hours, mm-hmm. and I feel you on it. But what if I get 10 people to clock in 10,000 hours?
How did you get them 10 people? You work for it, right?
I built a relationship. I got the gift of gab. Mm-hmm. I can talk anybody into doing anything.
The thing about it is they just so strung up on making sure that you have a guaranteed income.
That's it. That's all they know.
Yeah,
that's all they know.
That's
all. Like, they don't understand that. They don't, like, it's a, how many nursing majors we know that don't want to be nurses? Oh.
Man. Come on, man. My whole, I got a family full of nurses.
In every convocation you see, engineering and STEM got their own side, and you know half the motherfuckers over there ain't good at math. Man. But they know the money over there.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Say what you said just a minute ago.
You know how they have, you know, STEM programs, you know, when you get your orientation in college or whatever. And you see all that whole side over there, just, you know, science, engineering, technology people. Yeah. But you know it's a bunch of people over there who don't have a passion for that shit. But they know that the money is over there.
Because, like, we've been told that earned income is the only income that there is. Like, that's all we've been taught. Like, we're not taught about passive income. We're not talking about commercial income.
Older people want to see a check.
We're not talking about residential income. Like, we are only talking about earned income.
They don't even want to talk
about... How many hours did you work?
They don't even want to talk about assets. Like, the combination of things that you own that make up your total value.
That's why, literally, when you tell somebody, hey, I got the job, they, woo! Hey, I started this business. Okay.
Well, what you doing?
So
right, what you
like? Doing? It's like it's can totally you, different. Like it gives a different energy.
Hold
like,
on. Can I say something for the people who start their own business and for the friends and family? Please don't come asking for no discount.
Pay my shit. Yeah. Pay my shit.
Don't ask for no discount. Don't ask for the hood. Who
pay my whole $20 for this shirt.
Talking about we grew up together.
We grew up together. Yeah, man. You no. If you want to support me like you claim you do, pay the full price.
Speak on it.
And going into business with your family is iffy too.
Man,
them bars I quoted
Biggie,
earlier.
Biggie said it, man. Money and blood don't mix. Like two dicks with no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Bruh, you do not want to mix family and business. Because first of all, like I got a rule. I got a rule for my life. Like I got like my own personal Ten Commandments. Of course, I follow the actual Big Ten. Yeah, the Big Ten. But then I have my own personal Ten. One of them is literally I think it's like rule number eight. Yeah, rule number eight: never hire anybody you can't fire.
And I'm not.
What if you got to fire your family member? That's going to be a tough conversation to have.
And we're not saying that you can't do this, people, because we ain't advisors on no type of shit. But we're not saying that you can't do it. But we're just saying think carefully about who you're going into business with. That is your family.
Yeah, you got to make sure these family members are on the same mindset you are on. Right? You're trying to give somebody a job they don't want.
Like it's shit. It's like me. Like having a roommate, like I don't want a roommate because what if the motherfucker don't want to come up with the rent 1 month? He come to me 1 month, tell my son, I ain't got it this month. You on your way out. if I'm in a business with my family and my family was like, I ain't really did it yet, you know, I ain't got to it yet. You about to get your ass too out of this business because we don't have time for you to be slacking around fucking off and I'm over here doing the hard work. Y'all done did a school project. It's three of you motherfuckers in the group.
Man.
One of you niggas.
My senior project.
And you find out and somehow you the only motherfucker doing everything.
Man, that's why I don't that, bro, that's why I never like group projects.
I hate
group.
Let me get my own grade.
Let me get my shit off. Let me get my shit off by myself.
Man, let me do me, man. If I get whatever grade I get, I'm gonna go home happy with it.
Yeah. Like my senior project for like my US government, it was like a senior project and it was a group project. We had one dude, I ain't gonna say his name. But I kid you not, he did absolutely nothing and was there every day.
My boy was dedicated to nothing.
We had to do like a fake campaign for somebody. And like I did the flyer, somebody else did like the marketing, and somebody else did like the PowerPoint. And we put on the PowerPoint. He slept the whole time.
Jesus.
You're not for the fuck. No, because you fucking with us graduate. Because we don't graduate.
I hate to
throw you out the window, fam, but it would happen.
Be careful about going into business with your family, like, because you never know, like what Fred said in the bars I quoted earlier, never catch your homie pockets thinking you deserve it. If you make it with your family, some of your family going to feel like you obligated they obligated to it because you're the family.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
It's not how it works. But
you put in on.
You didn't put in.
You gotta put in.
Nah, bro. They gonna bring up how much they cleaned your ass, change your diapers.
BJ, imagine you talking about you trying to match with somebody and you bring a gram and they bring a fucking point two talking about match.
Hell.
You
gotta turn around.
I don't know what you even came over here
from. You ain't gonna
make
where you came from.
Hey, bro, they ain't gonna do nothing for my filter.
Like, you ain't even brought a roach over here. Are you talking about matching?
But like, $2.
But like, I feel like the family members that, like, cause me, I be thinking about all the time, cause like, I have a vision for my life. And like the success that I want, so I think about it all the time. The family, the people that I want to keep close to me, like to the end. And I know for a fact, bro, like everybody not gonna be able to make it. They not.
It's impossible.
It's literally impossible. Like I'm only taking the people that fight for them. Like it ain't about that you got as much as me, more than me, or less than me. Are you fighting for you? If you fighting for you, I fight for you.
You can't take
everybody. I'm not going to be the only person fighting for you.
You can't take everybody with you.
Like, you tell me you need this, you need that. All right, what you got on it? I might double what you put on it. I might triple what you put on it. But you got to put some on it.
Right. I'm not going to fund you 100%.
Exactly. I ain't going to just fund you 100%.
I
might fund you 90.
Right.
If I love you,
but
like
I need
that.
I need to see what you did.
Something. Show me you really want it.
I need to see what you did.
That's true.
Don't talk about you trying to do a project and all you bring is the trifold board.
Come on, man.
God damn.
You better write your name on that bitch or something.
If you gonna do that, you might as well bring all the materials.
Right.
Be resourceful. Like
I'll handle it if you bring it.
But man, like at the same time, it's like what do you do in that situation? Like, especially if it's like a family or a friend. Like, who thinks, like, okay, you made it, you my partner. Like, for example, me and BJ was talking about this one day. Like, let's say, out of us, Sean, you blow up. Like, in another friend group or any friend you have just comes, like, all right, bro, you just blew up. Like, you just blew up. Now, I done known you this long. I done been with you. So, I'm now blowing up now. And if you don't make me feel like I'm blowing up, you a bad friend.
So, you gonna have it ride the coattail type nigga.
I slowly peeped jealousy on his breath whenever he spoke to me, J. Cole.
Man. On the low.
He feeling that in my shoes is where he's supposed to be. Dang.
Like, bruh. Like, bro, like, that's why I say.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I can honestly say, man, I've had this experience. Like, that's why I asked before I said this. I've had this experience. Like, when I first started doing comedy. And it's like. I wouldn't, like, you can see it, like, you can hear it coming, and it'd be the ones that be closest to you, and
just
you
all
hate it so
this.
Bad. Like, you'd be like, man, just ride the coattail, and...
But, I mean, it's okay, you know what, it ain't even... No, you gotta hear me out. It's okay to ride the coattail.
Facts.
It's okay to ride the coattails, but don't dirty Mac behind me. Don't let me feel like you... Don't let me feel like you want me to put you on somewhere that I know you don't deserve to be.
Man, bro, I done fell off with people because of that. I done fell off with
you. You haven't shown me that you're trying to do what you say you're trying to do. But you want me to just throw you in a room with people who
ready.
Right, who
like ready. They ready to work. Like
Because
I know for a fact I'm not about to ask nobody for no time on no stage that I don't feel like I can kill it.
In the moment I tell you no, you're going to feel entitled.
Exactly.
Man, you just don't want to see nobody else right. Come up.
You changed.
Man, I literally had
I hate that shit.
Man, I literally had a friend, bro. He tried to rap, bro. Like, he's a rapper. Like he wants to rap. And he asked me to put him on the show. Now, he asked me if he could get paid for the show. Keep in mind, the flyer's already out. Show's already coming up. It's like a week and a half before the show. So he like, man, I found you at the show, man. You should let me perform. I'm like, all right, I can let you perform like right before the main event rapper. Then he be like, oh, yeah, cool. Showtime come. I'm blowing his phone up. Where you at, bro? Nowhere to be found. Where you at, bro? Nowhere to be found. Show going on. Where you at, bro? Nowhere to be found. I get on stage. I do my set because I'm the last comedian. So, I'm because, like, I'm headlining the show. So, of course, I'm finna get paid. So, after this, he never shows up, never calls. Like, a week go by, he finally called me back. Man, bro, I forgot I was all on this. I'm like, man. All right, bro. All right, man.
But, point, like, you can ride the coattail. Mm-hmm. You can catch my pockets if I allow you to. But in catching my pockets, don't act like this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, like, don't bite the hand. All I'm going to say is don't bite the hand that feeds you. All
right.
If I choose to feed you out of my pocket, don't bite my hand.
Listen, man.
Like, it don't matter what I give. No, it's coming from my heart. Like,
you're supposed to grow some wings, get your own pair.
Man. Like, and
be on.
And bro, me personally, I have to be a boss of my own. Like, I can work with other bosses. Like, as you can see, our group. Like, I'm very strategic about the people that I allow next to me. Like, ain't nobody no weak men or women. Everybody is a boss in their own right. Everybody can do this. Everybody can stand on their own. So, once we come together, we fucking nasty.
An empire.
We become one. We become stop me if I'm lying. Like, we grow as one. Everybody's in, and no one tries to jump in anybody's lane. Ain't nobody trying to make beats because Sean make beats. We just vibe when Sean put his shit on. Like, when Sean put his beats on, we vibe out. Like, bro, ain't nobody trying to do that. Like, everybody moves in their own respected lanes. And that's what I feel like a lot of people don't understand. If you just stay in your lane, every blessing you got is going to come to you. But it's only going to come to you in your lane. You can't look at somebody else's lane and see their blessings. Like, even if y'all, it's a marathon. If y'all in the same line and you see his lane, he just running through blessings and blessings. And you right beside him. Just because your lane ain't got no blessings don't mean jump and try to go get his. Stay in your lane.
Your
blessings are coming. Like, you think all of them just in his lane? No. Stay in your lane.
You got to wait your turn.
And especially if you see him getting his blessings and breaking you off, he being a blessing to you.
Mm.
So the further he go up, you go with him. So the moment you try to be jealous and envious and you get cut off, you lose. And now you're going to have to be in your lane getting your own blessings. And you already weren't seeing none. So now you cut him off.
Now you ain't going to see shit.
Now you ain't going to see nothing. Mm-hmm. And you think blessings just going to fall in your life after you cut off a blessing? No. Like that's where that jealousy and envy come into play. That's why I do not like jealous and envious people.
Right.
Because, like, them the people that, like, bro... Even Tupac said, bro, you got some people that say they're your friends and they're really your enemies.
Right.
And then you got some people that show enemies, but they really watching your money.
Yeah.
Mm.
You see, really, your enemies are really be snitches. Because they'll snitch on you for your money. They don't even hate you. It's the friends that will turn into true enemies.
True.
But the enemies, they just care about your money. They just don't like you got more money than them.
That's it.
I think a lot of the envy people have comes from them not respecting their own journey. You know what I'm saying? When they see something that other people got or what they trying to achieve, they not aspiring to do nothing for themselves.
Especially if they think they're close enough to where they think they don't have to, continue to pursue what they're doing with their life. Imagine, you know, like I said, like Fred said, I blew up. I'm pretty fucking hot right now, but anyway. Imagine, you know, I blow up. I'm a chart topper, you know what I'm saying? Instrumental hip hop is back. And, you know, Fred, BJ, Tevin, April, you know, all my people. Y'all doing whatever y'all doing with y'all life on y'all's purpose. And y'all found out that I'm up. And now y'all be like, oh, shit, my nigga... You done made it, so shit, you might could break a nigga off a little bit, just you know what I'm saying? And then if I do that, you're going to be like, you're gonna come back, and you're gonna keep coming back, and every time you come back, you're going to ask for more because I got more. We can't do that.
Right. Like, people gotta stop doing that with their life. Like, you're not entitled to your friend's success. You can be happy and want to be with them on that road because that's perfectly normal.
See, like, that's what me. I got a strict friend policy. Like, it's already in my mind. So when the money comes in and my wealth comes, I already got it. Don't come to me asking for money. Come to me with a plan.
I wouldn't have asked the homeless for no money.
Come with
right,
me.
Right, I ain't even asking.
Come with me with a plan. Right, if you come with me to a plan to make money,
right. Yeah, make like,
if you come at me with a plan to make money, I got you. Because if you come up, because friends may have great plans. And, you know, your friend might come up to you with a great business plan that you didn't think of, or a business venture or a joint venture that you didn't think of. At that point, you making me money. So at that point, I got you. But if you just to ask, because you don't want to get out here and work, because I can give you your salary out of my pocket.
Think about
you
it.
You just want to ask me for
everybody
it?
Everybody in here has played, what, 2K18?
Exactly.
No. When the boy had his old time friend.
I'm dead.
Oh my god.
My boy made it to the league and thought he was like, yeah, my man's driving around in my shit.
Now see them not those type of friends, yeah, you gotta get them off your burger. That's not a friend, that's a leech. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a leech.
That's a succubus.
Yeah. A succubus leech. Like that. That's right. Daddy. That's the person that's just sucking you dry, and they're not giving you nothing back.
Right. So all it's like it's taken.
So at that point, you just got to let these people go and keep the ones that you know that's gonna make it in the long run.
And I know it's gonna be, and I know it's hard for some of y'all because you know, some of these leeches you've grown up with.
Oh,
that's boy. Your you mans.
Know, people love to throw that time argument in.
Right. How long we been cool?
Look. And I done known you since the same time.
But
you
at the same time.
Shusty ass nigga since I know you.
But at the same time, the world operates on what have you done for me lately and what have you done.
Yes. Right.
But ask me what I've done for you.
Grown man should feel uncomfortable asking other men for shit anyway.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You should feel very uncomfortable.
I disagree, but, you know.
No. You should feel uncomfortable. Now, after we had that conversation, I'm going to make fun of you for feeling uncomfortable, but we got to have that conversation.
It depends on what you're asking for.
Yeah. Like, I ain't going to lie. If you just...
not feel comfortable.
You know, you shouldn't be asking for a lump sum of money.
Like it's that's like I ain't gonna lie, I definitely feel uncomfortable. I definitely feel uncomfortable asking my friends for money. Like anytime I've ever had to ask my friend, "Hey, can you loan me this?" I've always felt uncomfortable.
Facts.
I mean, like always.
I still accept sugar money.
And all of my friends do the same. And all of my friends do the same thing. Duh, bro, I got you. Like it'd just be that quick. But like, I knew my man got me. But at the same time, it's just like. A little uncomfortable here. Like, I want to have my own. Like, I don't want to be asking.
Right.
You know.
Again, still taking, you know, sugar mama applications out there. You can, for $2,000 a week, I will send you a complimentary picture of my wrists.
You a cheap date. You a cheap date.
Wrists.
My wrists.
Indeed. The palm side of the back.
BJ.
And we're going to pause right here for a commercial break. We'll be right back with the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast, where the real's going to give it to you is only the real can. And we back.
Yeah, sir.
Y'all saw Salt Bae?
Yeah.
Listen, bro. Two things. First of all, don't be dropping no meat in my girl's mouth.
No matter how big or small.
I don't know. Hold on. His net worth kind of big. Like,
don't drop no, that. Don't look. If
so, you just let him put the meat in your mouth.
Don't drop no meat in my girl's mouth.
At all.
Put that shit on the plate, nigga.
Yeah, goddamn it.
Hell yeah.
And give me the knife and I'll do it.
Facts.
Second of all, girl. Don't you ever lean your motherfucking head back and stick your tongue out.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Nigga, me.
She said, I feel like she said, ah.
Sean sound like he done chopped that bitch in the throat.
I'm talking about two chops to the throat.
Two chops.
And Salt Bae set that joint in her mouth like he sets himself in joints' mouths. Like, he
dropped it in smooth.
He dropped it in smooth.
Real smooth.
Like, he dropped it in there like that was his shit going in there.
Perfectly placed. Bitch mouth wide open, tongue out, nigga.
Tongue out.
The meat was so big she couldn't even put it all in. She had to, nigga, all
the hanging out her mouth.
hanging out her mouth.
Mate. Come on now.
Okay, so this.
They took a picture.
I just did a little research. Now, for him to come out and cook a steak and put the salt on it.
They paid for that shit, huh?
$1,000.
Oh, hell.
$1,000
for some salt. Man, you better.
That steak better bust. And at the same time, you better not drop that bitch in my girl mouth.
You better not let man nigga drop no meat up in your mouth.
Yeah, because the cheeseburger there is $30. Spaghetti is.
So it's just that nigga show.
Yeah, spaghetti is $80.
Spaghetti!
And a mustard marinated beef. Tenderloin runs about $140.
The whole thing?
I don't know, but no, the fuck. What you?
That's the only way I'm paying $140 for a motherfucking tenderloin.
I'm not paying for another nigga to put steak nowhere near my woman. I'm the only nigga.
Do not drop
around this bitch.
Don't drop no steaks in my girl's mouth. And he did it so slow, like his. And my man's just sat there and watched the whole shit go down.
In anticipation, though. The whole table was watching in anticipation.
She put her head back, stuck her tongue out, and put that and that shit got in her mouth. And Salt Bae moved away, and she got this shit hanging out of her mouth, and she looks at my boy. They take a picture with the meat hanging out of her mouth.
See, this is why.
So he paused with that shit?
This is why I wish more people would just go ahead and just be in open relationships.
She might will.
It'll make shit just so much more easier.
She's going that shit. Fuck.
Don't be dropping no meats on.
Nigga!
And my girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Did what I'm saying. If you open a relationship up, you can drop the meat in everybody's mouth.
Hell nah. Hell nah.
And your girl can get meat dropped in her mouth.
Nah.
Because I'm just saying, at this point in my life, I know I'm so good at being faithful that I could be in an open relationship.
So you would let your girl just be outside?
I mean...
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to just be honest with you, bro. I could do it. Definitely. It's not gonna be with somebody. I'm just
and you being a super.
Don't ask
and you
me.
Being, and you being
don't
a super
ever ask me if I'm in love with you.
The answer is no.
Don't ever ask this shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. I lied about one thing. It's a burger at his restaurant that's $100.
That bitch better smack you.
It's called
a gold burger.
It got gold in it.
I hope so.
That bitch better be 3 feet tall.
Nigga, I better not be hungry for the whole week after eating.
Nigga, the rest of the month.
Nigga, I better not eat shit that day.
It has caramelized onions, cheddar cheese, gold leaves, and a homemade burger bun.
It sounds delicious. Homemade. Not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Gold leaves?
Mm-hmm. Like for real gold.
I mean, there is edible gold. So
yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, it's most likely edible gold.
Still though, he sliced that bitch up real smooth, put that bitch on that little knife, on that long ass knife, and slowly placed it. He set it down. He didn't put it down. He set it down
in that bitch mouth.
In her mouth. And she was prepared to take it like she was taking a nut.
Yeah.
That's the burger.
She was very receptive.
That's the burger.
She looked like a...
So, Sean, you couldn't let your woman get fucked by another man?
No, I couldn't let my girl have sex with another man.
Like it's
why?
What do you mean, why?
You're no top bun.
You, I think the reason why people can't be in open relationships is because they're too jealous.
I am a jealous man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, you like yeah, you can't have jealousy in an open
relationship. But at the same time, even if I wasn't jealous, just the idea of monogamy that's in my mind wouldn't allow me to be okay with that.
I just can't claim you if I know somebody else fucking you. We can still be cool and kick it, but...
You're not my girl.
Nah. You still fuck, though?
I still fuck. You know what I'm saying? We can still do, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't know, bro. Like, yeah. I don't know, bro. Like, once you get the ego and the jealousy out, and you realize, like, oh, they're just using that person for just sex, just like you're using for just sex.
Right.
There are still rules.
Women are not the compartmentalizers that men are.
My nigga, you don't know some women, then. You don't know all women, then.
I'm not saying I know all women, but I know some women.
I know women that can look at niggas as just fucks, just as good as a man can.
More power to them.
Me.
You looking at extremes.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. It is an extreme. It is an extreme, especially in this Western civilization of monogamy, that we just push monogamy out so much, where let's just be real. It's not normal. A lot of men can't be monogamous.
I think it's not normal.
Then go to Utah.
It's not normal to want your woman.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Somebody else, though. It's not normal to want.
It's not wanting her to fuck somebody else. It's giving her. She has her freedom. She has her freedom to do whatever she wants, just like you do.
Right, but not like now, as far
now,
as
now, if you get jealous about it, like if you like if she having more sexual partners than you.
Yeah.
Then yeah, you could probably get jealous.
She got a vagina. She definitely gonna have.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, don't drop no meat in my girl mouth in front of me.
This is not
off the drip. Not a slice of meat. You know what I mean?
I'm not even a sliver.
Not a sliver. You can't drop nothing in my
honestly.
You know what I'm
you can't drop nothing in my girl mouth.
Don't drop medicine in the mouth. You give it to me.
And don't be receptive of it either. Broad.
So if your wife cheats, you're gonna leave her.
Huh?
Like if you and your wife together 20 years, she cheats, you're leaving.
For sure.
You definitely had that option. And you know
for sure. For sure.
So going out to fuck three bad bitches wouldn't just be like,
no, that's not my style. You know that.
But even if you do that, you just fucking them bad bitches because she did that. That means you always wanted to do that.
But she cheated because she liked the nigga.
And that. So you just trying to get your pride.
So wait, you don't want her to sleep with somebody that she likes, but you will.
No.
I'm just saying, in that situation.
What?
I'm not sleeping with anybody.
Like, I'm saying to the point where, like me, if I had that agreement that we're monogamous and we're just going to be with each other, I'm fine with it. And I can do that very well. Don't have to worry. I won't. Of course, I might look at other women. But I'm not going to flirt. I ain't going to talk. I'll just be quiet. But in that agreement, if we're in an open relationship, like, there's still rules to this. Like, no babies. No, like, raw sex. You have to wear a condom. And no diseases. No one is hitting your woman raw.
I feel like you have to be a certain
guy. If you want to have the agreement of no head, you just hit them bitches from the back. She just let them niggas hit her from the back. Just sex, just a nut.
And I feel like you have to be a certain value of man for shit like that to get.
Yeah, bro, you got to be a man. No, check your ego, bro. You got
to
be.
Your ego has to be.
You got to check your ego. You can't be jealous.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. You have to be a certain value of man for a woman to be accepting of that from you.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if you're not a rich ass nigga, ain't no woman letting you get your shit off like that. Stop it.
Because
I'm going to just be honest with you, bro. When I do get that rich, bro, that's going to be on the table. Because if you rich and you traveling, hey, what you want? Someone cheating on you behind your back?
Let me find out you went to Miami. I'm getting the car.
Let me find out you was at All-Star Weekend.
Look.
Hey, man, that shit. Hey, bro. See that shit?
Motherfucker still trying to get home.
Yeah, that's why
I started a fucking GoFundMe account to get home and got $1,500.
She got $1,600.
Excuse the fuck,
right? She got $1,600. That's crazy. I donated.
The only crazy part would be like if you wanted to meet the nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Cheese and rice.
What you mean?
I mean, that can happen. Like, if you want to meet the nigga.
What you mean?
If you want to meet the nigga,
there are
fucking.
Some open.
Oh!
There are some open relationships where they will have annual parties where all their partners come. Like, this is,
I'm not doing like, yeah, we're not. I'm not, come, I'm not like, on the group sex train.
I feel disrespected talking about you.
God didn't have that for me in my life. Nah, it's not. That's not God's plan for me in my life.
That shit crazy, bro.
Man, like, it happens. Like, now, I wouldn't want to meet the nigga.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I don't want to see nobody fucking like that. Would like that would definitely be me. No bringing motherfuckers home.
Yeah,
like don't do shit in our home. Like our home is our home. We fucking our bed raw.
I don't know how natural that is. This is gonna sound misogynistic a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. Like throughout the whole history of humans being humans, you know, men have had multiple wives in our culture.
Mm-hmm. True.
And it still goes on to this day in some parts of the country. I don't know how natural it is to have an open relationship like that, you know what I'm saying? Just like for the mental part of it.
See,
I mean, I feel like having in this day and age, if you say open relationship is more open, having an open relationship to me is more acceptable because it's it's a win-win on both sides. What you're saying is, because it's a lot of women that's going to play devil's advocate and come back, well, what if they want to fuck other men? You'd be right. Like, hell nah. These my wives. This is who I fuck. That's having, like, literally, your cake and eat it too. Like, and I would definitely have multiple wives.
Why have the cake if you can't fucking eat it?
Well, that's not the saying.
I know.
But you can't have
your cake. I want my cake and eat it because them bitches made me cake and I'm going to eat it.
I agree.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
It's sitting in my face.
Especially if this is something that you and your wives agreed to. You're going to be my wife. It's going to be, me and however many fucking wives I have.
Right.
And it's just going to be me and however many motherfucking wives I have.
Right.
I can, they probably consult about what next bitch they're going to bring in or whatever. But that you doing whatever you want, no. We're not doing that.
I can honestly say, if I was to have multiple wives, I would only have two.
You know how many mouths you got to feed, my nigga?
Three.
We could all be contributing.
You're going to have children with those wives.
That's another thing, bro. People think of multiple wives as the guy just funding everything. No, bro. Like, she can have her business. She can have her. And you can have yours. And now y'all come together and you're a triangle of wealth.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, it goes both ways.
Three.
Like, bro, what's better than three? Two millionaires. Three. Facts. So I'm saying, if I got it, she got it, and she got it, and they both okay, and you ain't got to look at it as, well, do you sleep with both of them at the same time? No, bro, because they could be two totally different type of women. Like, woman A could have a high sex drive, and woman B could have a low sex drive. So, out of a 7-day week, yes, you may have to fuck woman A. She may need dick twice, five times a day. Like, five times out of the day, she may need dick two to three times. And then, woman B, she might just want to have sex two to three times out the week, period. So, she might just want one day where you can just fuck her twice.
They might like just fucking each other more than they like fucking, you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, if you're into shit like that, yeah, but most of the time, everyone just be heterosexual, ain't it? Right. Everyone just fucks them. And then, think about it. Women, like, having two women, they could be on two different mindsets. One could be a morning person, one could be a night person. Question. Go ahead.
What happens when one of your wives feels like she's not getting from you what the other wife is? And emotionally.
That is definitely something that can happen. But, again, that's on you. Because if you making that choice to do that, then you have to be the emotional.
Mental changes aren't normally conscious.
Bro, we're talking about human beings as far as males and females. So, of course, she's going to have her emotions. And she's going to grow. The 30-year-old her is not going to have the same emotions as the 35-year-old
What if one of them feel neglected?
Then up to you to fix it. Because you are neglecting. If she feels neglected, then you have to fix that.
we throw a party for.
Like, stress. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. For some people, it might be stressful. I feel like me, I'd be cool with it. As long as they not the same person. Because I can't deal.
In terms
like,
of personality?
Both of their peers on at the same time.
Oh, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
No.
That's going to happen.
You know them pussies sync up, bro.
That's going to happen.
Like
wait, what?
Wi-Fi hotspot.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's going to happen. Right. It's going to happen.
No, nah, they sync up like Bluetooth.
It's going to happen.
It's Bluetooth in the pussy, bro. I'm telling you, it's Bluetooth in the pussy.
I don't think that's
and
how
all pussies is Bluetooth, bro.
Periods
sync up.
Periods could possibly sync.
Because it's kind of like they want to get printed at the same time.
So wait, if one has been... So
that's
wait
not,
a minute.
That's not how it
wait
works.
A minute. So,
bro,
so wait a minute.
Shut the fuck up.
If one woman has a period at the beginning of the month and the other one has a period at the end, you're telling me at some point in time in our relationship, there's going to be time where they sync up.
No. Yep. Let me tell you how they work. Shut the fuck up. Now, shut up.
Okay.
Don't say nothing.
Please let the woman explain this.
Most of the time, this is almost like when you have a bunch of women working together. They periods do sync up. When he said that, he means that when one woman period goes off, another one period will start.
That's cool.
That's what happens. I don't know what the fuck is he talking about.
That's fine. Like, yeah, okay. Just, I can understand that. I thought he meant like they gonna sync up and be in the same week. Like, No, like
that
I understand
never,
that
never happened.
If you got two wives and both their peak, because but
exactly
you don't
like get
out.
You
don't know. You don't know when their periods come on. You know before you meet them. Before you meet them.
Okay.
We're talking about wives.
So what if they fuck
marriage,
around?
You know
what if it's 4 weeks in a month? What if you fuck around and get the 25% chance that both of your girls got
okay,
on their period on the first week of the month?
This is what you do. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Let me tell you what you do about that. There's a beautiful thing called a period tracker that you can download on your phone, and it will let you know when her period is finna come on.
You spend that extra 10 minutes in the car before you walk in the house.
When she's ovulating, and all that, and you can have it where whatever she put in her symptoms or how she feeling come to your phone, so you know how she doing or how she's feeling that day. Wow. Trust me, it works. I am a witness to it. That shit works. If you live with your girl and you cheat, and y'all gonna be in this for the long run, I suggest you do that.
Go ahead and have the hot wings, chocolate, and pickles already before you get to the house, bro.
Right, just have it ready.
Have some cheese in it, too.
Have some cheese in it, too.
Like I was saying, I could do two, but that's about it. I can't do over that.
So the wives gonna know each other.
They're gonna be cool with each other.
They're gonna live all in the same house.
Sister wives.
They're gonna be genuine friends.
Yes.
Yeah, like,
people always, but there's gonna be a woman that's listening to this and be like, "What about women who have multiple wives? Do you know how many more women it is in the world than men?"
I mean, yeah, there's more women.
Vastly more.
Yeah, a whole lot more.
Vastly more women.
Than I will men say more. This to the women, and I think you were saying, like,
so
well, what about women that want to have multiple husbands?
It's extremely
husbands?
Unlikely that a woman is gonna have multiple husbands. I'm not saying it's impossible because we've seen it. But it's much less likely.
Dudes are too territorial.
Exactly.
For
men,
sure.
Like, men by nature are territorial. So, trying to find that, it's possible. But are you really going to be happy with an unterritorial man? Like with a man that ain't trying to
Because if you get home last every day, your husband's going to duke it out about who's going to hit it first.
Most women want a gentle giant. They want a man that's gonna protect them and that's also gonna be, you know, soft with her.
Damn, that's a tough one right there.
What you mean?
Could you be a brother husband?
Hell no.
I don't think no black man can do that shit.
I mean, I can't even be polyamorous, so.
I mean, I could definitely have multiple wives. I feel like I can definitely handle two female minds. I'm toxic enough for it.
All right, stop.
I'm serious, bro. I've had enough experience with the female mind to be able to control two.
Oh, that word control that you're using. You gotta get canceled, my guy.
I mean, you gotta control. I'm sorry, man. I'm a man,
hey,
bro.
Hey.
Men have to be in control.
He's not lying.
Like, what?
I don't
get canceled? I don't listen. One thing I don't care about is cancel culture. And I'll say it here. I will cancel culture.
Listen to me.
Like,
I don't agree with... I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Again, you know, words are dangerous these days. That word control... Two things in this moment. I don't know if there's two things, but there's one thing. We need to normalize not normalizing everything. Some shit don't need to be normal. A great villain once said, if everyone's super, then no one will be. And if everything is normal, then nothing is unique.
Yeah, don't love shit.
For those of you who don't know where that quote came from.
The Incredibles.
You know, The Incredibles, 2003, one of the greatest Disney movies of all time. 2006. If everyone's super, no one will be. Stop trying to normalize everything. Shit don't need to be normal all the time. Let shit be special.
Can we normalize one thing?
Yes.
Chicken places. They go to Popeye's, KFC, and Chinese. Oh, shit. Bruh, if y'all out of chicken, close. Don't be open.
But you a chicken spot.
Do you see what I'm saying?
What you gonna sell?
Talking about... Welcome to Popeye's. We are the chicken. What would you like?
Bitch. See, run me all the biscuits.
For what? Are you trying to die?
I'm about to be a serial killer.
You want to
just dropping out two piece biscuits. every
Damn.
Not the
population control. Hey, brother, you look like it's time for you to go. Take these biscuits.
Where the hell? That's the worst way to die, man.
Listen, I have another thing. I have another thing. I have another thing that I hate.
All in your throat.
Oh God.
All in your throat. With a K. Listen. If I know everything is opening up outside and everything, and I don't respect it, but for some of y'all, I get it. If you go to a party, Fred, and whoever party you going to, you know them, and they tell you and you tell me to what? I'm going to your party. You tell me to bring some girls.
Okay.
I'm not bringing my girls to your party. Where are your girls at? I'm trying to get on your hoes. You don't need to be getting on my hoes.
Wait. I'm going to tell you why you got to bring your hoes. Besides your hoes, what else are you bringing? Yes. This is why you need to bring your hoes.
You got to bring something.
You got to bring
but something. But I'm not bringing my hoes for another nigga or you to be trying to get at my hoes. I'm trying to get at your hoes.
So you trying to get in my hoes, but I can't get at your hoes.
At this point, I don't know that they're your hoes. So I don't want nobody bringing my women. I don't want to bring my women to no party. I want to pick up the women that's already at the party.
But how you know he don't know they're your hoes?
That's what. So you want to add my hoes to your hoes, but keep your hoes discreet.
I don't know if they're your hoes. They're just women at the party at this point.
Of course they're his hoes. They're at the party.
That's not necessarily true.
Just say this is my party.
That doesn't mean that I know they're your hoes. I might have never seen these women. I'm trying to add to the team. It's a draft.
Shut up, Sean.
I'm just saying. I hate when people tell me to bring people.
He don't want to bring sand to the beach, man. That's all he's saying.
It's already there. What are you talking about?
Stupid.
This has been an episode of the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
What? We over already?
Wear your motherfucking mask, even though the mask mandate is over. What
yeah,
bitch? But
don't take that goddamn mask off. Because if I see you out there without the mask, on God, I'm going to slap the shit out you.
Remember to like, share, rate, drink and subscribe.
Water. Drink water.
Every day.
Smoke weed.
Every day. See?